the Elite Life Podcast. With your hosts, Tricia and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation. Revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
Welcome, 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 friends, to another episode of the Elite Life Podcast. We are so glad you joined us today. My name is Tricia.
And I'm Kylie, and today's episode is one every business owner, entrepreneur, or high achiever needs to hear.
Today, we're going to be diving into the blueprint that separates the good from the great, the three pillars that power high-level success. What are those three pillars you may be asking yourself? Efficiency, leadership, and mentorship.
Trish, you have built multiple businesses, coached hundreds of agents, and still managed to juggle being a mom, a wife, and a total boss. This topic is basically your zone of expertise. You can tell who wrote this outline.
This is straight from ChatGPT.
She was like, write an episode about how awesome I am.
Have you ever ChatGPT'd yourself? I ChatGPT'd myself. I'm like, dang, I'm impressive.
I don't even know what that means. What did you put in?
I literally said, ChatGPT, tell me all about Tricia Dork and if she is a good person. It was amazing.
I'm afraid. Anyways, sidebar. None of this works without mastering these three things is what you were going to tell us before I took over your spot in the outline. If you're tired of being busy but not productive, struggling to lead your team, or feeling like you're building alone, this episode is going to shift everything for you.
It's true.
Dive in, Trish.
Go. All right. Let me say it straight. Okay. Busy does not mean successful.
What?
The top CEOs, they're not working more. They're working smarter. We're working smarter. And it starts with how you use your time.
Absolutely. So we're talking about CEO time framework. Break it down, sister.
Yeah. So I learned a lot about this in The E-Myth. It is a great book, The E-Myth, Why Small Businesses Don't Work and How to Change That. And the first thing they talk about is going from operator mode to owner mode. Okay. So people are too busy working in their business. And so then they're not working on their business.
So real quick segue. Give me some examples of working in your business versus working on your business.
Sure. Andy doing mailers. He's addressing mailers. That's working in his business. He should not be addressing mailers.
What should he be doing to work on his business? I like how we're picking on Andy. That's my favorite part.
So we'll take a step back. And this is something I know he's talked to you about. $10 an hour stuff versus $1,000 an hour tasks. So Andy should be thinking about vision, strategy, team building. How can we refine our processes to be better? How can we attract better talent? How can we build Elite Realty into a powerhouse instead of addressing mailers? Those should be delegated or automated.
Okay, I like that. So let's talk tactics real quick. Let's run down some non-negotiable efficiency moves.
Yep. You know, time blocking is the first one.
I know we talk about that. If it's not on your calendar, it doesn't exist.
And it's so true.
It is.
And here's the thing, like your calendar should even have flex time on there. When I've been doing coaching with the agents and I had them do that ChatGPT prompt about building out your calendar and your vision of your life and things, they'll be like, oh, well, I didn't get this done because this happened and then I didn't have time. And I'm like, well, where's your flex time? So that if that happens, you're still able to get it done. And they're like, I don't have any.
So they're scheduling every single second that they're awake instead of giving themselves 20 or 30 minutes or even an hour to just flex and chill.
Right. Yeah. You got to have that flex time because It's not if life will happen. It's when life happens.
Like, truth, life be life.
And yeah, you got kids. One of them's going to get sick and you got to go pick them up from daycare. You know, you got pets. Oh, one of them made a mess inside and now you got to take some time to clean it up. That shouldn't mean that you don't do your prospecting calls. We just had this before we got on this episode. You said what?
I said, I'm freaking out because I put on the schedule that I was going to go to the gym, but we're podcasting today, so I haven't made any calls. And Dave was like, make the phone calls at the gym. Trisha does it all the time.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, well, my clients are going to hear this. Hey, it's Kylie with Elite Realty. I was just calling because we have an open file for you. Don't mind me. I'm on the treadmill because I'm fat and I'm trying to work my life to be a better person.
You can sit on the bike and just roll your legs on the bike, dude. So how many times have you called me and I've been on a Peloton? I've answered my phone during a marathon.
All of them.
During marathon.
Every time I call you. I'm surprised you're not on the bike right now. We should do an episode when we're on bikes.
Taylor Roberts wants his second part to be on jet skis.
I say less. I'm already there. Okay, we got sidetracked. So right. We're talking about time blocking.
Time blocking.
Block your time. Protect your time.
Yep.
Do the things.
Power hours. Protect 90-minute windows for deep work. So that means you take your phone, you put it in a drawer and close it. No texts, no Slack, no chaos, no emails, no nothing. Head down, power work. Batching. You and I do batching, right? Our podcast. We create an entire month of podcasts in one
day. We did a month and a half today.
We did. We're batching, right?
I love
it. Because here's the thing. Would you rather take one day from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. and knock out an entire month of work? Or do you want to keep coming back over and over and over and over and over again, right?
Listen, don't threaten me with a good time. I will come here every single day.
But stuff like social media or podcasts, all that stuff can be batch created.
And that's what I do. I do twice a month. I sit down and I load my social media calendar. And then all I got to do is share it across.
Yeah. It's Riley amazing. Showed me how to save all the posts in my drafts on Instagram. So they're already there, and I just go into my drafts and hit publish, publish, publish. Boom.
Riley's done. Amazing. Stay tuned. We're going to have her on.
We are. She's going to teach us all about social media. 80-20 rule. I audit weekly. What 20% drove 80% of my progress?
Break this down for me.
Okay.
I don't do math.
So let's say, for example, all of my progress came from, like, if I'm working on recruiting, right, then that means that my lives are going to be about recruiting. My posts are going to be about our office culture. I'm going to be talking to all the leadership team about recruiting. I'm talking to you about recruiting, 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 right? So where did my results come from? Did my results come from my lives? Are people reaching out to me on social media and saying, I want to come join your team? Or did my results come from our drip campaigns? Or did my results come from each and every one of you bringing somebody in?
Okay.
I got to figure out where are my results coming from? And that's 20% that drove 80% of our progress. So like with recruiting, of our 6 recruits that came in this month,
dang, B.
I know. Look at me go. 2 of them came from my social media and 4 of them came from our email drips.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I know social media and email drips. Double down on those 2 things. The other things I might either not do anymore or I might look at why those didn't work.
Okay. So Wednesday, let's talk about where my people are coming from so that I can double down on those.
Yeah. Your business, all of that stuff. What pillars are driving your business?
And right? So let's talk really quickly about decision fatigue, because this is real too. We've talked about science, the chemicals in your brain. When you pre-plan your food, your days, your workouts, you can keep it simple, people, and you can just do the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, when I started Beachbody, I think that's why I was so incredibly successful. Like, I lost 80-some pounds, I think, from the beginning to the end of that whole situation. And it was all because, like, I'd make a meal plan, then I'd go on Kroger Clicklist, I'd order my food, it came home on Sunday, I food prepped every single day, I ate the same food every single day. Every day, Andre used to laugh because he's like, I can hear you crunching on them carrots through the wall, but obviously they work, right? Yep. I went from a size 16 in clothes to a 00 in clothes. I'm not a 00 anymore, but I was eating the same lunch every day. You have more control. And when you're eating the same thing every day, you have your workout set up, you are not making decisions like, oh, what am I going to eat for lunch? Where are we going to go for lunch? And then, you know, oh, well, this has this many calories. This has this many calories. Oh, what am I going to wear to the gym? Oh, what am I going to wear to the office? Like, if you've already planned this, then you just execute and go, right? Then you don't have that decision fatigue. That's why you see high performers like, you know, they talk about like Mark Zuckerberg only has a closet full of gray t-shirts. Then he doesn't have to think about what he wears. He just pulls out another gray t-shirt and jeans, and that's what he's wearing today.
God, I wish we could make that work for real estate. Can I wear a gray t-shirt and jeans every day?
No.
Okay. Anyways, moving on. So here we're going to talk about tools. So there are tools that we can lean into to help us work smarter, not harder. We've talked several times about living and dying by Google calendars. There are CRM systems, like we were just talking about ChatGPT. The last time I made a meal plan, I come to a place where I only make the same five things because I have small children. We eat burritos, we eat spaghetti, we eat macaroni and cheese. And so I needed some new ideas for myself. And I just hit ChatGPT and I said, ChatGPT, make me a 1 week meal plan based on the 21-day fix food plan. Do not include fish. Do not include these things that I didn't like. Bing, bang, boom. I copied it. I printed it. And that was my meal plan. It even made me a shopping list. I was like, give me a shopping list for this.
Yeah. Andy used ChatGPT the other day and he's like, I weigh this. I want to weigh this. Give me a workout routine and a meal plan. And it gave him the entire meal plan, an entire workout routine, how many minutes he's doing, what movements he's doing, everything. I'm like, well, I'm screenshotting this and I'm going to print these out and use them too. because I mean, that's a thing, right? Like not only is it decision fatigue where like then you go to the gym and you're like, what am I going to do today? And what is your brain default to? Like the easiest thing, right? Yeah. And the easiest thing isn't the best thing for you. So just because I like running doesn't mean I should run every day. Why am I injured all the time? Because I'm not strength training enough, because I'm not working my core enough. You have to be able to work smarter, not harder. And when you're not using these tools like ChatGPT or delegating or CRM systems or the Google Calendar, you're gonna end up drowning. You're just gonna end up drowning.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I did when I started my new health plan that I put together for myself. I have 2 gym days a week. If I get a third, that's a bonus. But on the one day I wrote, Kylie at the gym, 20 minutes on the thing, another 20 minutes on this, and then my 10 minutes and my 10 minutes. So I have it planned out. So I don't even have to be like, do I do arms today? Do I do legs today? Nope. I go to the gym. I execute. I'm done.
Yeah, because that's the thing. You want to save your brain power for the big things. And kind of circling back to like not waiting till you're drowning. Like another big thing is like hire before you're ready, because the more free time that you have, the more revenue you're going to be getting. So like talking about those mailers, right? Like Erica Krupin came to me and she's like, she was asking me something because I told her to do mailers. And I'm like, you should not be addressing your own mailers. Like some kid at your church will address 100 mailers for you for $25 or $20 or something. Like get somebody else. Owners of businesses should not be addressing envelopes. Owners of businesses should not be stuffing envelopes. Like that's very easy stuff that you can give a kid that will be really happy and excited about getting $20 and have them do it. Mm-hmm. Or hanging your door hangers. I mean, if you're hanging your door hangers because you're also going to stop and like talk to people, or because you're coupling it as your workout, then that makes sense. But otherwise, give a kid $20 and have them go do their door hangers. Like I had Erica Medina's twins, they needed money for hockey, so I had them go do all of our flags for Memorial Day, and they were excited to make that money because they were saving money for hockey and for their first car. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it doesn't take a lot of money to get easy jobs like that done. So delegate that, because your brain power could be used for those phone calls, right? And one of those phone calls could be $10,000 or $30,000.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So another thing is an efficiency hack that you have in here where you swapped where you decided to charge your phone.
Yeah. This is literally one of the easiest things that has had the biggest impact in my life is taking my phone, and I now plug it in the bathroom. And I will tell you, I sleep better I think that my brain unconsciously was always on alert because it was waiting for my phone to vibrate.
Mm-hmm.
So now I sleep better. I don't roll over and grab my phone and start scrolling and texting. Like,
do you have a regular alarm clock?
My Whoop vibrates. So my Whoop, I have my Whoop that vibrates.
I've slept through that before.
But
so
I also
don't trust it.
I do also have an alarm on my phone in case that that happens. Like if I'm super out, like I'll set my Whoop for say 6:30 and then my cell phone for like 6:40.
Okay.
So if my vibration doesn't go off, if I don't wake up for some reason, like it's under my pillow or something like that. But it also changed the game because then I'm not rolling over and texting. I'm not waking up and instantly plunging myself into chaos. I can wake up and start my morning routine, make my bed, take a shower, do my hair, do my makeup. And then when I'm in the bathroom, I'll put on some personal development because I'm doing my makeup and doing my hair and I get something positive in my ears and then check my email, check my text. Because when you roll over and the first thing you see is a bunch of chaotic emails and, you know, I was just talking to Sophie on the phone. And she's like, I just need a deal that's simple. I'm like, welcome to real estate, honey. This is the jungle. It's the jungle. It's not if things will go wrong. It's when things will go wrong. There's so many hands in the pot in real estate. It's inevitable that every deal is going to have a bump along the way somewhere here or there that you're going to have to help out. Like hers that she's talking about. Her clients are buying a house. It's contingent on the seller finding a house. The seller found a house. And now that seller is trying to say, no, we don't want to take your deal. We want to take somebody else's deal. So it doesn't even have to do with Sophie's clients. It's two clients removed and another agent that's causing her chaos, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you, when you move your phone away from that and you're able to start and not get distracted by those emails and those texts and plunged into that chaos, every day is better. Every single day is better because when you roll over and you start that, like it's always my worst mistake. If I, like the other day, Trent was traveling. So I had my phone plugged in and I fell asleep. And so I woke up and it's like, bzz, 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 and instantly my central nervous system is like, ugh!
Oh, muffin.
Stress me out, dude. And that's how you don't want that tone set for your day.
No. So let's shift to leadership because you don't get freedom if your team is a mess, right?
Yeah, 100%. Great CEOs, they don't just manage, they inspire. And I would say they do more inspiring than managing. They bring clarity, vision, trust. I think the biggest mistake that entrepreneurs do, and I did this, and sometimes this is what's funny because the E-Myth talked about this. You'll get yourself out of this, but you'll slide back in it. So you try to do it all yourself. Like mm-hmm. when you start your business, you are HR, you are payroll, you are the salesperson, you are the manager, you're everything. You're one person wearing all the hats.
Right.
And if you have two people, then you just divide all the hats, right? But then as you grow, like you start delegating and taking things off your plate and taking things off your plate, well, then something catastrophic might happen. Like maybe if you're in real estate, you have a group of agents that leave. And then what do? You throw yourself back into doing all of these things. Okay, well, I'll be the recruiter and the salesperson and this and the this and the this and this. And it's the worst possible mistake you can make. And it's so easy to do. And you catch yourself. Like I was reading the book and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm doing this right now.
I have
to stop doing it right now.
And I feel like that can apply to your home life as well. So, for mm-hmm. example, when I told the family, I was like, hey, we're moving into a new chapter of life. Our girls are old enough to start taking some stuff on. Ryan's occupation situation has changed. And so we all sat down and we were like, here's all the things that mommy and daddy are doing. Here's what you, Casey, can do. Here's what you, Kaya, can do. And they are age-appropriate expectations for these little girls. And there are plenty of times where, you know, I will find myself wanting to pick that up again, either because maybe Casey did a little messy or Kaya didn't completely finish the job. And I have to say, no, you need to bring that kid back around and say, hey, we agreed that you would do this thing and this is how it would get done. And that's not how you did it. And so that can be applied at your house as well, because I get stressed out and I don't have the freedom when I'm feeling like I'm the only one doing the dishes and the laundry and keeping things clean and worried about family activities and devotionals and all of and. So once you give it away, don't pick it back up again.
Yeah. And the thing is if you do pick it up, it creates resentment, right? Like, if you are now doing all your housework, you're going to get very resentful.
Oh, I get pissy.
Yeah. And it's the same in your business if you're a CEO. If you are back and you're doing all the jobs, you start to think, well, what do I even need these people for?
What am I paying it all myself for?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Chandra.
But that's the thing. Like, if you are bringing clarity and your team knows what the goal is, right? Like, this is something I started this year too, is monthly leadership meetings, because me and Erica and Andy and Kim need to sit down and we need to talk about what is our top priority this year. Because again, you get so busy spinning your wheels, like, okay, we're doing all of this. Okay, we're doing all of this. Oh, we're doing all this. And you're going all around. No, our top priority right now is X. Everything else, if you got spare time, that's great. Do that. But right now we are all focused on X, right? Me and you do that, right? So mm-hmm. It starts with the leadership. And then I go, you come and ask me. Kylie is the best. I wish I had 100 Kylies. You say, what can I take off your plate? And I say, our top priority is closing deals and recruiting. That's it. Anything you can do to close more deals or recruit more team to grow our team, that is what you can do. Those are the two priorities. Do I need a webinar today? No. I need deals closing and growing our team.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
So we have clarity. We have accountability. Everybody turns in KPI trackers. We track, we coach, we correct, or we cut. Right? Yep. And then culture. We talked about this on the last podcast. People don't leave jobs. They leave leaders. You have to build a place that people are proud of. And when someone is toxic, don't wait. Cut them. This seems to be the theme this month.
Yeah. Well, God do be controlling things. So how do you hold people accountable without becoming a micromanager? And I know that you have the answer to this because I have personally experienced it. And I know, for example, you've said before, like, when I hand something to Kim, I know that it's going to be done. When I talk with Kylie about this, here's our due dates, I know even if Kylie does them 5 minutes before they're due, they're going to get done. So it seems like there needs to be a level of trust between the two people, the delegator and the delegatee.
Yeah. And I hate micromanaging. I don't do it at all.
I love my control issues.
But
that's
why I use KPI trackers, right? Like I was just, again, talking to Sophie. She's like, I'm going to be in an hour. I'm going to leave all my call sheets and my bat doc on your desk, right? When Garlanda comes to coaching, she gives me all her call sheets and her bat doc. When you come in, you scan me your bat doc. We look at it. So I don't have to sit there every day and go, are you making your calls, Kylie? You know you're going to have to turn in that sheet. So that gives you that level of accountability. And I turn in a sheet too. Yesterday, I sent Andy my bat doc. Do I have to do that? No, but I want to feel that accountability that pushes me to do the extra things, that pushes me to go the extra mile. Because I know if I put it on my bat doc, it's going to get done. Like you said, whether it's I need another live on Sunday and a reel, so I'm pushing a live and I'm pushing a reel and I'm calling for recruits. Like, if I push everything to Sunday, that's my own dang fault, but I still have to get it done because I have to send that bat doc.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So any leadership moments that really shaped you that you want to share with the class?
So many.
So many. Too many.
I think the biggest one, though, is trying to carry everyone. And I had to learn that the hard way. You can't want it more than they do. You can't want it more than they do. I can want you to be successful all I want, Kylie. But if you don't have the drive to change your family's life and change your life, then you're not going to do the things. You're not going to make the calls. You have to want it just as much as I want it for you.
Well, let's really quickly, before we wrap up, talk about mentorship. I know a lot of people say they want mentorship and don't show up for it. And I love what you said when you opened up coaching to the office was, if you sign up for it and you don't come, you are cut.
Yeah. Bottom line. End of story. I mean, because that it comes back to that accountability, right? If I'm going to carve out this time and my time is very precious, then you have to be all in. And I asked, will you do homework? You have to show up on time. Like, there has to be, if I'm going to give to you, you have to be giving back to me. It's a two-way street. And every successful person I know has had a mentor and they became a mentor, like just like you, right? You've done coaching with me and now you're coaching others on the team, right? Mm-hmm. I coach all of our realtors, and now they're coaching on Wednesday 411s, or they're coming and they're being on the podcast. So there has to be some expectation, and like, proximity is power. You want to be around the people that you aspire to level up to.
Yeah.
So that's really important. Like, you have to offer value. You have to implement what your mentor is saying. And I want people to come with solutions, not just problems. Like, when you come in or you ask me a problem, like sometimes, like the other day when you text me, you're like, I need you. And I was doing something else. And then when I looked, you were like, never mind, me and Riley figured it out. And a lot of times that's it. Like, you don't need me. You just need to talk through this thing.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of mentorship, is it's kind of like being a therapist. Like, I just listen and ask more questions. Now, I may give a suggestion here or there, but a lot of times all the answers are already inside you, because you know what you want to do and you know where you want to go.
I want to burn something down.
you just want somebody to give you the okay to do it.
Yeah. Can you please, you know, give me the okay to burn something down? If you could just authorize that, that would be fabulous. And let's just remember that success isn't about how much you do. It's about doing the right things consistently. And I've said this before, and I will say it again. We read a lot of personal and professional development. And there are some, you know, like Never Split the Difference, where you're reading on a specific tactic. But most personal and professional development books are about consistency mm-hmm. and discipline.
Yeah.
Consistency and discipline. And that is literally it. If you want to be successful, find someone who's already doing what you want to do, get them to be your mentor or give you some guidance, and then be consistent and disciplined, and you will get where you want to go. And that is the secret sauce that everybody's clamoring for. Everybody is like, oh, I need a new this. I'm going to try this new program. And that's what cracks me up. It's like, no, you need consistency and discipline and commitment.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And if you're in real estate and you want to get coaching, make sure you go over to our MyStarsAcademy.com. If you're watching on YouTube, you see it in the background of our videos all the time.
And if you're in real estate and you want to work with a great team.
And you're in Livonia or Waterford area.
Come work with us at Elite Realty. We will help you become the star that you want to be.
I mean, and that's true. We've leveled up so many people from nothing to six figures over and over and over and over again.
And that's true on so many different levels. Like, not everybody wants to be a six-figure real estate agent. And that's what I love about our brokerage, is we meet people where we're at. You don't treat them like a number. You don't try and mold them into what you want them to be. Like we were saying, Michelle, like, you understand, like, not everybody is you.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that you've poured into me and just accepted me and understood that I'm not you and I'm not living your life, but you've still given me everything that I need to be super successful in real estate and just like live my dream life.
Empathetic nudging.
I love it. Just like lighting a fire under your ass. And with that, we're going to conclude today's episode. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you got some little nibbles and nuggets out of here. Make sure you sub the show, share with a friend, and come back next Thursday, because we're going to drop a fresh episode of The Elite Life.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.
Realtors. Are you so over spinning your wheels, spending more money than you're making? Sick and tired of buying leads that have already talked to six other agents? Then stop. MyStarsAcademy.com offers real estate training, coaching, and business scaling for agents and brokers. It's your turn to learn from experts in the real estate, mortgage, title, and home warranty fields. Their combined knowledge brings you over 80 years of experience, so you do not want to miss this opportunity that only MyStarsAcademy.com offers. This is your one-stop shop to learn from multiple experts in the industry in one space at your pace. These coaches have boots on the ground experience and track records of success at all levels in the industry. Agents have been using this program for years to ensure they ramp up quickly, 10x their checks, and level up their real estate business. And brokers use this trusted system to train their agents, which saves them time and frees them up to do what they do best, make that money. The Agent Accelerator Program has training modules on everything you need to know from business setup and goal tracking to finding free leads, and even how to leverage your social media to build a constant flow of clients. We teach you how to convert more leads, which convert to more closings and equals more money in your pocket. Plus, we offer a money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose and tons of knowledge, tools, and resources to gain. So head over to mystarsacademy.com today so you can start making more money now.